Philip Sample Pierre, after these are dictated, his date is 08/22/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Reginald Harris. Harris spells H-A-R-R-I-S. Reginald spells R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 03/27/1969. This is a 55-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. The patient said pain is located on the left side in the region of his flank and his hip, and sometimes radiates to his groin and to his lower extremity, period, on the left, period. Patient denies trauma. He described pain as sharp, weighted pain, 6/10 words with bending and prolonged standing, period. Patient indicated that he's a barber and he stays on his feet a lot and noticed pain with this activity, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient also reports pain in his neck region and his posterior thoracic region, also on the left, period. He denies trauma. Next paragraph, he denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies chills, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 115/76, pulse 74, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, next. A full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, same paragraph, he has some tenderness and muscle stiffness on the left posterior lateral surface in the region of the upper trapezius muscles. No step off, no crepitation, no crepitus, period. Next paragraph. Back tenderness in his left flank region. He has full range of motion of his left hip with mild discomfort. No deformity. No grading with range of motion. No muscle atrophy, period. No venous cord, period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is radiculopathy, number 2 is back pain, number 3 is left trapezius muscles stiffness. Next paragraph, today we did an ultrasound of his kidneys. Ultrasound is vasculature system of his of other organ systems, including liver, pancreas, and these studies were unremarkable. Of note, there is a small cyst on the left of his left thyroid. A patient was advised that we were going to monitor the cyst. We're going to do surveillance every 3 to 6 months, and if it gets worse, we will refer him to a specialist. But right now, we will be monitoring it, period. Next paragraph. MRI was requested, consult was completed, and patient was advised to call the MRI center for follow-up for date and time for a study. He is advised to come back to the clinic promptly with the results, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Baclofen, 10 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS for 30 days. Number 30. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO, QAM for 30 days. Number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.